Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It's like spring!
So yesterday on the show, there was a little bit of gift giving that went on between the group. And I gave...
Light gift giving up to this point.
It was light, but Sam, I think you and Mary Beth enjoyed the gift that I gave you yesterday.
Absolutely love it. We're trying to game plan where we're going to put it up in the house as we speak.
It is one of the most iconic photos that the three of us have ever taken, and I did a paint by numbers on it, and T had it framed. It was awesome. Dana also gave you a gift yesterday.
She did.
That I asked you about first.
You did.
And in the move... we had, you know, years and years ago when the children were very, very, very little, like three, we would put up a, I believe they called it a creche.
A creche. Can you spell creche?
C-R-E-S-C-H-E, I think.
And being Catholic, I've never heard that term. We always just called it the nativity scene.
The nativity scene, sure. Or the manger. And, you know, it comes with all the little figurines.
That is
and,
correct. It is creche.
I know the angel is missing because I think the dog ate it or it broke, and one of the wise men was missing a head. Mm-hmm. However, when I went back and went through the Christmas stuff to put up our tree this year, I found the head. So I brought in the entire nativity scene. I said, Sam, would you like this as the resident Catholic on the program?
I said, yes.
He said, I would love it. Love it. And I said, now, one of the wise men is down a head, but I found it. You just need a little super glue. I think it's the one with the frankincense guy. Super glue him on there, and we'll be good to go. And I brought it yesterday.
Sam? And I get home last night. I pull the backdrop of the nativity scene out. Very beautiful, by the way.
That's
made with real
pretty.
Tree bark, real tree moss.
Very pretty.
Absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
That is the only piece I will be keeping. I then pull the figurines out.
I told you one of the wise men was down ahead.
We've got two. We've got a camel. We've got a cow. We've got a sheep. All that's perfect. We've got Mother Mary.
They were all there that night.
Gotta have animals in the manger, Sam.
We've got, of course, the headless wise man, who also doesn't have feet.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We've got the second wise man. We've got Joseph, who's also missing his feet. We've got baby Jesus, who has no arms.
No, he's not missing arms.
No arms, zero. I'll show you the picture.
He's swaddled, Sam.
I'll show you the picture. No arms.
Okay.
And the most egregious missing piece.
Did I forget Mary?
No, Mary's there.
Okay, good.
The most egregious missing piece from this set. Dana, there are three wise men, otherwise known as biblical magi.
Right.
One of them happens to be black. There is no black wise man.
Are we missing the black wise man?
Yep. Did you throw him away?
No, I most certainly did not. Nor did I dismember baby Jesus from his arms.
Now, of course, you know, there's been arguments over the years of, well, you know, it was the Middle East. Weren't they all a different pigment than we depict them in our modern society?
Yes.
Maybe. I don't know. But every nativity scene that I have ever seen in my life from birth until 28 years old has two white magi and one black magi. No black magi in the nativity set.
Interesting. Interesting.
Here's what I'll tell you. Do not get rid of the whole thing because baby Jesus is missing his arms. I'll buy you an Amazon baby Jesus.
Did you not listen? Joseph is missing his feet.
He's kneeling.
There's another magi that is missing it.
I will cobble together a manger scene for you.
He's kneeling?
Yes.
That's where his feet went?
Well, I don't recall specifically What happened to the feet?
I took pictures. You're welcome to have it back. I put it back in the box.
No, I'm not going to take it back. But I mean, if you're going to throw those out, well, be careful. I'd do a little of this before you throw it out.
Will you do a little cross?
I would.
It's not mine. It's yours.
I would. No. No. That gift has been given. And now you know you're not going to be able to throw that out. I wouldn't be able to throw it out.
I did already donate one broken nativity scene this year because somebody else gifted me a nativity scene that was also broken.
It's just flushed with
them. 0 for 2.
All right. I will go on Amazon and buy you all the characters because the manger is so nice.
Why don't you just buy him a new nativity scene?
Because the
backdrop
is gorgeous, Scott.
You can tell it's handmade.
Yeah, it's very, very nice.
It's still sitting on my table with nothing in it.
Now, before the show, you asked me, was Jesus in the manger?
I just
were you talking about the nativity scene?
I was talking about the nativity scene because you were laughing. You go, wait until you hear what you got, Sam. You know, and I go, oh my God, was Jesus missing?
It's a turd. It's a hand-me-down turd.
Scott, that has been in storage for 3 years, and
clearly,
then before that, in a basement for 10, probably.
Storage is one thing. It looks like somebody took the box and just started shaking it all about like they were doing some 80s workout
video.
Put
down the manger. That is not a shake weight.
Feeding certain figurines to their dog.
I'm going to go on Amazon and find you manger figurines, and I will replenish what has been.
Well, you don't have to do that. I just thought it was hilarious because I was super excited. I'm like, yes, we finally got the
Here you go. Oh. Here you go. There's a 13-piece nativity stable for $20. And they all appear to have arms and feet where they're supposed to go.
Does it come with Jesus?
Yep. God, some of these are expensive. It does. I don't need the lamb.
Sam, if I'm not mistaken, the reason that Jesus was missing his arms is in most nativity scenes, while he's laying in the manger, his arms are up like this.
Yes, they are up, and then the feet are kind of the knees are bent at about 90 degree.
Okay.
And so you can tell that Jesus's arms were up.
Were at one point up, like,
yes.
Like he's, you know,
and now he even, just
even as an infant, he's praising God.
Now he just has stubs.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jesus loved all people, even people without arms,
he did.
Sam. So here's the deal.
Oh, he did have arms, though.
For $35, I can get you 10 of the pieces, and one of the Magi, as requested, appears to be African-American.
As is traditional.
It will not arrive until December 24th.
Well, just in time for Jesus' birth.
There's been a rush on these things right before Christmas.
Where in the Bible does it say that one of the Magi was black?
It does not describe their skin color in the Bible.
They were all Middle Eastern.
Yeah. Quite frankly, our depiction of them in modern times, of all of them just being Caucasian white people,
is probably not
accurate.
Correct. Anyway,
considering the,
Sam,
the
I apologize that I did not do a full inventory.
Did you see how quickly she got out of that?
I apologize. I did not do a full inventory before I gave you our family's creche, and I will make it right.
I could not stop laughing.
It's pretty funny.
All the broken pieces were one thing, and then I get it all set up, and I look at it, and I'm like, there's no black man.
We're missing the black guy.
He was so offended, he called me last night.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. We were sitting there watching the Pittsburgh game, minding our own business. I get a call from Sam.
Yep.
By the way, the Pittsburgh bandwagon still has room for two more if you guys want to join in.
Okay.
Oh, I was rooting for him last night.
Thank you, buddy.
I did too.
A-Rodge to the Super Bowl, baby.
And I get a call from Sam, and he's like, you're not going to believe what's missing from this nativity scene, Scott. And I said, what? He goes, the Black Magi.
All right. I'm going to make this right, but you have to admit it's kind of funny. I didn't do a full inventory. I mean, I gave it a glance, threw him in a box, and brought him here to work. I'm sorry, Sam. You deserve better.
It was hilarious.
Jesus deserves arms.
I was like, I feel like we're missing some pieces here. Very important pieces.
I almost made a horribly bad joke.
No, do not. Do not. I'm going to make it right. Okay.
I almost made a horribly bad joke that I will not repeat.
We're actually moving on because we have a lot going on today. In the 3 o'clock hour, there is going to be a live presser.
From L.A.
From L.A., I didn't even see this news overnight, Sam. There's now video and photos of the arrest of Nick Reiner for the murder of his mother and father. Police aren't even allegedlying this. Police say
he's responsible.
Nick is responsible for the brutal slaying of his mom and dad, and they believe around 3 a.m. while they slept.
Tell everybody who found the bodies.
Oh, this is my God, his poor sister, Romy, went in.
No.
Daughter. Nick's sister saw what was going on after the massage therapist knocked on the door. They couldn't rise anybody. So she comes out. She's like, I'll let you in. They go in, see what they see.
Who's they?
She called the massage therapist and Romy. She calls 911 and Billy Crystal.
Huh.
Billy Crystal is across the street or right there somewhere. Billy Crystal is in that crime scene before police even arrive.
Wow.
And what do you do with this man, Scott? Murdered them in their sleep. And you know he killed his dad first. His dad's a big guy.
Sure. You put him in prison for the rest of his life. What else can you do?
They announced today, by the way, his attorney on record is Karen Reed's attorney. Was Harvey Weinstein's attorney. Was Kevin Spacey's attorney. And I asked Scott and Sam this off the air earlier today. Like, there's going to be an inheritance. There are four children.
Mm-hmm.
If their wills and trusts say that the estate is to be divided, you know, if we're in a plane crash, they never thought something like this would happen. But let's say we're both in a plane crash. The estate shall be divided four ways equally among our four children. Does that estate now have to pay for the defense of the fourth child that murdered mom and dad?
The estate would probably be on the hook for the defense, but he would not get the money once convicted.
Then where's the money going to come from to hire someone like the Weinstein guy?
What do you mean, where's the money going to come from? The estate. He's innocent until proven guilty.
Oh, please. What,
Dana, I think he's guilty too, but he deserves a defense.
Paid for by the very parents that he slaughtered? Absolutely not.
Sadly, yes.
Can you imagine? Like, honest to God, I would be... It is unthinkable what he did.
I don't know much about this Nick character other than what we've learned in the past couple of days. God. But from what we've learned in the past couple of days, that wouldn't be inconsistent with the rest of his life.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
So we got a news conference coming up at 3 o'clock out of LA where they are going to announce, we presume, charges against Nick Reiner in the murder of his parents. Sam, tell me what you were telling Dana and me before the show about how he arrived at the timing of the killings and his arrival at a hotel.
So they can estimate the time of death based on certain temperatures of certain organs in the body, whether or not rigor mortis has set in. But the truest timestamp that they can find is that he booked a hotel about 4 a.m. randomly, out of nowhere, obviously. Who goes to a hotel at 4 a.m. and gets a hotel room? And reports were that he was covered in blood. He looked like he was tweaked out, just acting crazy. There was blood found in the hotel room, and he checked into that hotel about 4 a.m. So they're backtracking and thinking that the killings probably happened about 3 a.m. And, of course, we know they were found about 3 p.m. on
Sunday. Bodies were not discovered for 12 hours.
And why is that?
Well, because I think, you know, no one had any reason to suspect anything might be wrong. Their daughter wasn't home until the massage therapist showed up, knocked on the door, and there was no one there to let them in. So she flagged down the daughter and said, hey, I can't get in. Daughter said, I'll let you in. And here we are. There's a report that a couple of weeks ago, one of their longtime film collaborators stayed with them for like 3 days. Stayed in the house.
Yeah, I read that too.
Yeah, and at the time said Nick seemed on an upswing. He was helpful. The family was always very loving. He took out the trash. He helped wash the dishes. We sat around and watched a basketball game. So mark my words, we're going to see an insanity defense. We're going to see clearly.
Well, I mean, even if things weren't on an upswing, and even if he was just an addict for the last whatever 15 years now, so when they thought that he was getting clean,
did he live with his parents?
He would still plead insanity. You know, where they lived and the whole living situation is very interesting because they lived in the Brentwood neighborhood right down the street from the OJ killings.
The OJ killings were not in Brentwood. He lived in Brentwood.
Pardon me, OJ's house. Okay. So they lived in Brentwood, but the parents, Rob and Michelle, also bought a home across the street for what is being reported the kids to live in.
Yeah. That's why she was right across the street and the massage therapist was able to go knock and say, can you help me come into
the
house?
So nobody has said whether or not Nick lived in that house across the street, whether or not he lived at home. Based on the reports from the friend who stayed with him for a couple of days, it sounds like he was maybe living at home.
He was in the home. Here's the other deal. When they found all of the blood in the hotel room where he was staying, the windows in the room were covered by bed sheets. What does that say to you? Windows already have blackout curtains. That says to me he knew what he had done. At some point, he knew what he had done.
But being on drugs doesn't excuse you.
No, it does not.
Nor does it qualify as an insanity defense any more than driving drunk and killing somebody is an insanity defense.
Some reports are suggesting that he was living in the home.
Yeah. I don't think... It's accurate to say you're insane. You don't understand right from wrong.
You're addicted to drugs.
You have a house full of credible witnesses the night before who witnessed him screaming at his mom and dad.
At Conan O'Brien's Christmas party.
Yes.
You're right.
And there is a real legitimate chance, and nothing I say is in defense of Nick Reiner. Please don't think that. There's a legitimate chance that he has no idea that he did it.
It's possible.
If he was as strung out, who knows what drugs he was taking? I mean, if it were booze, I can guarantee you he has no idea he did it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I buy that. That you can be so whacked out, you just don't have any idea that you're murdering the...
You ever heard Ambien stories?
Yeah, but...
I dated a gal who took Ambien, and I remember one night we lived across the street from each other. And I wake up at like 2-3 in the morning and, you know, run to the restroom, whatever, let the dog out front. She is sitting in her front yard smoking a cigarette. She didn't smoke.
Oh.
Sitting in her front yard smoking a cigarette. I take her inside and put her back to bed. The next morning, she had no recollection that she was sitting in the front yard at 3 in the morning smoking a cigarette. It is. I mean, have you not been at one point or another in your life so drunk that people tell you stories about the night prior and you're like, yeah, I don't even remember that.
Not the brutal stabbing of mom and dad. I don't buy it. You might not remember
Why would you think that you don't, you know, not saying that you've done this, but I'm sure that there's hundreds of stories of people out there who got so drunk and, God forbid, drove home with zero recollection of driving home.
Don't even remember how the car ended up in the driveway.
What would be the difference of potentially a 20-minute drive and what could take 5 minutes?
That's what his defense attorney is going to try to say, that he does not understand, that he's on suicide watch now. And I think his surviving siblings are going to say, screw you. Rotten hell.
Well, wouldn't you?
We're done. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean,
that they have said that mom and dad bent over backwards to try to help him.
And if he was doing Xanax, I would all but guarantee he has no idea what happened.
17 trips to rehab. 17. And it never stuck? My God.
He didn't want it to.
That's exactly right.
In interviews that he wanted to do it, quote, his own way. And
well, look where that got him.
Jail's going to make you sober.
Yeah, he's about to get sober for a long time.
Mm-hmm. News conference is coming up at 3. Mm-hmm. We will carry that live. We got another story in the stack today, speaking of sobriety, that an area sheriff has stopped with DUI enforcement. And wait until you hear the reason why. There are allegations that in one county around here, they have just stopped with DUI enforcement. There hasn't been a single DUI arrest in 8 months. Not one. In 8 months.
Is that because everybody's driving sober?
Everyone's just so sober all the time in this one county. It's so weird.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Story here from Channel 5.
Ooh. You're going to go, ooh.
8 months, zero DWI arrests. That is the troubling reality in Carroll County, Missouri. Former deputies accused the Carroll County Sheriff of ordering them to stop arresting impaired drivers. Said a former Carroll County deputy who went by the name John, it is a good old boy county. It's a small county of just under 8,500 people. The county courthouse and the sheriff's office are based in Carrollton, Missouri. Said another former Carroll County sheriff's deputy who went by the name Steve.
I really imagine if you're...
Drinking is a sport. Everybody drinks.
Wow.
These deputies requested anonymity to protect their careers. They claim that, I imagine in a county of only 8,500 people...
There's probably only five of them.
So who went by John and who went by Steve?
Stand up, Steve.
These deputies requested anonymity to protect their careers. They claim that DWI enforcement is not happening. And they both left the department within the last year.
Okay. And they don't even need to claim that DWI enforcement isn't happening. There has not been a DWI arrest in that county in 8 months.
So we just, you're swerving down the road, putting everybody at risk?
Or everyone is stone suddenly sober.
Mm-hmm.
You believe that? Do what they did back in the good old days. Pour that beer out and head on home, John.
The Carroll County Sheriff's Office is one of the few law enforcement agencies within the entire county. Okay. Sheriff's been there more than 5 years. Both anonymous deputies claimed they faced blowback from the sheriff for arresting impaired drivers. His big thing was, if you get a drunk driver, either call the highway patrol or have them call for a ride.
Okay, so if you don't know where Carroll County is, it is just south of Chillicothe and just east of Excelsior Springs. Okay. So we're just not going to arrest drunk drivers.
We had a staff meeting, one of the deputies says, where we were literally all told, don't write DWIs anymore. Write careless and imprudent driving tickets and go home.
That's according to Steve.
In 2024, the department reported making 16 DWI arrests. That's still low in all of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they say they've made 9. However, state records for 2025 only show the sheriff's office having 7 case filings, and the rest are all from the Missouri State Highway Patrol or the Carrollton Police. Most notably, the Missouri State Judicial Records Committee provided a list that shows Carroll County hasn't had a single DWI case in the court system since April 16th.
Wait, it's Carrollton, Missouri?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Intercepting Sheriff McCoy outside of the Carroll County Courthouse, KCTV5 investigated.
Oh, jumping out of a bush.
Yep. Pulled an old Dana Wright. Investigative reporter Samantha Boring asked, why hasn't your office had any DWI cases since April? Sheriff McCoy, and I quote, ma'am, I've got no comment. This is...
You can't not have a comment. You have.
This
you
is
have a
beyond the pale.
Public, taxpayer-funded job. What do you mean you have no comment? You have to comment. It is a fact that there haven't been any cases sent to court.
He eventually did speak with Channel 5, quoting here from Sheriff McCoy in Carroll County. Okay, then you got all the records we've got on DWIs. None since April, ma'am? I'm sorry, people here, we just ain't catching no DWI offenders.
We just ain't catching no offenders. They ain't catching no offenders because they ain't catching no offenders.
But data shows there have been DWI arrests in Carroll County, just not by Carroll County deputies.
Right.
Read that, Carrollton, Missouri Highway Patrol.
If it's another agency, people are drunk. If it's Carrollton County, all of a sudden everybody's sober.
So to repeat, I think what you said a few minutes ago, there have been 19 DWI arrests in the county since April. Seven of them were Carrollton.
Right.
The city of Carrollton. 12 were by the Missouri Highway Patrol.
Yeah.
The sheriff said the claims that his department is not doing DWI enforcement, that's a lie.
But there hasn't been one. So why hasn't there been one?
When asked why hasn't that been happening, the sheriff paused.
You just ain't catching any.
And eventually said, well, you don't stop a vehicle every day.
Yes, you do. This is making no sense. What do you mean you don't stop a vehicle every day?
And see, you have two former deputies. One who goes by the name John, mm-hmm. One who goes by the name Steve. Both saying the same story. We were told not to do DWI arrests. This is a good old boy town. And we were told to let people drive drunk. What could be more, if true, what could be more irresponsible?
I'll tell you what, it's never okay to drink and drive. I would not go drinking and driving specifically at any point since the Channel 5 story aired. Because now they are going to reverse course and say, look, we got caught. We were just following orders. The sheriff said don't do this. I bet you now there's a flood of arrests.
Well, and I would bet that everybody knows who Steve and John are. My guess is that the sheriff's department is not incredibly large in a county of 8,500 people.
And there's probably only
two people that resigned
in the last decade.
Right.
Listen to this.
And only two people quit.
Yeah.
They reached out to the prosecuting attorney. Her name's Cassandra Brown. And said, hey, do you know about any of this? In her email, I love lawyers. In her emailed response, she shares, when I get a DWI case, I check two things. If the initial stop was legal and whether the investigation was done properly. Mm-hmm. If both of those check out, I file charges. If not, I decline to prosecute. Quote, since April 1st, 2025, I have not declined to prosecute any DWI cases from the Carroll County Sheriff's Department.
You didn't answer the question.
She didn't decline, which means there aren't any. There aren't any.
And how is that even possible? You're telling me that the Missouri Highway Patrol, since April of this year, was able to nab 12 people.
Yeah.
12 people.
Uh-huh.
But the Carroll County Sheriff's Department couldn't nail a single one.
Correct. This all came to light, by the way, when anonymous tips started flooding in to Mothers Against Drunk Driving. They received numerous complaints that employees were told to no longer make DWI arrests.
Was it Bob and Steve making those complaints?
No, it was John.
John. Sorry, Bob. I didn't mean to.
Don't you be besmirching Bob's good name.
Bob's the only one who didn't snitch.
That's right. We like Bob.
I mean, this is literally, to repeat myself, this is beyond the pale. How can you allegedly give an order to your deputies.
I don't know.
Do not arrest a moving missile going down. And by the way, this is rural Missouri. It's not I-70 where it's 2 to 3 lanes on each side with the big, you know, the keep you from going over into oncoming traffic barriers in the middle. This is one lane in each direction kind of highways. And yeah. you're telling me don't arrest the guy weaving down the street.
Maybe there's a lot of potholes.
I've never heard of a story like this because, number one, the county depends on the revenue. Let's be honest, that's a business. County needs the revenue.
Well, right? They don't have quotas. They just have performance metrics.
Right. So what is the driving force behind a decision to not enforce? It just doesn't make sense. It would be one thing in Kansas City if you stopped enforcing small amounts of marijuana right before the Marijuana is Legal passage bill. Remember, the city said, we're not going to enforce this right now.
It's not worth the time.
It's not worth our time.
Yeah.
That's a completely different scenario than what we're seeing here.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Is there not a mechanism to potentially recall the sheriff? Or just boot him out of office?
Yeah, but if it's a good old boys club, then they're not going to do that.
Guarantee you they're listening to the show right now. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Apparently, Patrick Mahomes underwent surgery yesterday. He was down in Dallas for that, was he not, Sam?
He was, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes' devastating knee injury on Sunday against the Chargers proved to be more intense than originally believed. Not only did the star Chiefs quarterback tear his ACL, but he also tore his lateral collateral ligament, his LCL.
As the LCL. I'm just going to say it right now, a bunch of clickbait headlines.
Are they?
People want views on their website, so they're like, oh my God, Patrick Mahomes' knee injury is worse. No.
It can complicate recovery, but it doesn't necessarily change the 9-month timetable for his return.
It heals at the same time that your ACL heals. It actually heals significantly faster than your ACL. So they go in, they repair it with the surgery. It's not going to do anything for the recovery. When you say could potentially complicate, if and only if it somehow tears again, would it complicate recovery?
Mm. Okay. The headline after that devastating loss was fail to the Chiefs.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't have anything more to say than
that. Was the perfect,
is that the New York Post?
Mm-hmm.
Of course
perfect
it was.
Time for it to happen in the worst possible way would be when you are eliminated from the playoffs.
I'm telling you, I said this yesterday, put in the second string and the third string.
Yeah.
The season is over. Play for the draft.
I don't think Gardner Minshew is going to be pulling out any incredible stops.
He says, I'll be back stronger than ever. I don't know why this had to happen, and I'm not going to lie. Yeah. It hurts.
Now, all the people who like to compare Brady to Mahomes, their big thing is that Brady never took a snap while being eliminated from the playoffs. Neither has Mahomes.
And neither will he.
Nope.
Is that true? Tom Brady never took a snap when the Patriots were eliminated from the playoffs?
He missed the playoffs twice, and I believe both were injury years.
Okay.
2008.
Got it.
ACL.
So it wasn't that they were playing for the draft. He couldn't play.
Correct.
He physically unable to perform.
Will there be people who buy tickets to go to the game because they're only $15 or $30 now? Like, if you've never been to a game, do you go watch?
Yes, there will. Do I think there'll be sellouts? No. Do I think the game on Christmas might be a sellout because it could potentially be Travis Kelce's last game? Yes.
Why do people keep saying that? We have a game against the Raiders after that.
Because they're 2-12?
Yeah.
You think Kelce wouldn't play against
the Raiders? Why play any of them? I'm with Scott.
I wouldn't play any
of
them.
It's over.
It's not worth it.
All you're doing is risking injury.
But if you're Travis Kelce, you want to go out and you want to give your best every single chance.
You already
possible.
Gave your best, buddy. You've been to 5 Super Bowls. You won 3 of them. You're going to get married to Taylor Swift. Life's pretty good. Yeah. Let's just give it a rest. You got a little restaurant downtown that nobody can get into because it's booked.
We've talked about it with the sports betting and the competitive nature of these type of people, because you don't reach this level of success without having a specific mentality. That's just not the mentality. That's why he came back anyway.
Well, you're right.
Life's pretty good. Never set that with somebody as disciplined and as motivated as a professional football player, the phrase life pretty good never crosses their mind.
How about get up and walk in the morning?
I know. It would cross my mind.
How about not forgetting who you are when you're 52 years old?
I know, but the difference with Kelce is he has a path forward to Hollywood. To look at Jason Kelce is doing great.
Jason Kelce's commentating. Yeah,
So he was last on the field last night. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, I think for a lot of those guys, it's like, oh my God, what do I do now? What do I do now that career's over? Travis Kelce doesn't have that.
You're gonna be just fine.
Limitless possibilities of things to do.
You're gonna be in Hollywood. You've got a very successful podcast with your brother.
Start having babies.
You're getting married to the most famous woman in the world. Maybe just park it next to the pool in Leawood. I don't know. I don't know if we're gonna have enough time.
Great point from the text line. Prime time on Christmas Day will be the last home game.
Okay.
Potentially for Travis Kelce.
All right.
And that was my point. It was the last time you're going to be able. Sorry if I didn't say it correctly.
No. I got it. I've heard that multiple times, and I'm like, they have a game after that. It's because the Raiders game will be in Vegas.
If you want to, unless you're willing to fly out to Vegas to watch two teams that aren't going to the playoffs, that's on you. But if you want to see Travis Kelce play his last potential game at Arrowhead, it's going to be on Christmas Day against the Broncos.
I would think that a lot of people would be buying the $15 tickets, because how many people in this city, and I'm going
to couldn't afford to go to a game
and then answer it. Yeah. Like probably 60-70% of the people in this city couldn't afford to go to a game for the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now you can do it for $15. I would.
All right.
I'll be there Christmas Day.
Speaking of the NFL, an NFL star has been the victim of a home robbery.
Again?
And the burglary happened while he was playing in a game. Tennessee Titans star defender's home was broken into during a 37-24 loss to the 49ers on Sunday. The Titans released a statement about a burglary of one of their star players' homes. The team revealed that defensive tackle Jeffrey Simmons' home was burglarized while the team was in Santa Clara, California, to take on the 49ers. Quoting here from the Titans in a statement to ESPN, team security is actively working with Nashville police to recover items stolen from Jeff Simmons' home. No residents were home during the burglary. It took place at 7 o'clock at night.
to add insult to injury, he has to play for the Titans.
Wow.
The burglary took place at 7 o'clock, quote, when at least six people entered his home after smashing out window glass. Multiple items were taken. Certainly one of those items was not a Super Bowl ring. Simmons called 911 when he made way to his home from the California trip on Monday morning. The three-time Pro Bowler reacted to the break-in situation on social media, posting, "What if any of my family members was in my house? All that materialistic blank you can have, but this is crazy."
It's such an invasion. You know, we've talked to people over the years, Scott, who have had someone in their home.
Man, I can't imagine.
I don't know that I would ever sleep another night in that house. I really don't. Congratulations, you did not win the Powerball. Go back to work. $1.25 billion. It is the second largest prize. No winning numbers were pulled on Monday. So I bought my ticket for Wednesday on the way into work.
Standing by for a news conference from Los Angeles regarding the murder of Rob Reiner and his wife. That is scheduled to start right after 3 o'clock. We will carry at least a portion of that live here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.